Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Yeah. Well, it's the Big Show.
It is the Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh live from the G. Weiner Plumbing Studios. And if you're a licensed plumber looking to make a change, G. Weiner Plumbing wants to talk to you. Go to gwinerplumbing.com. Coming up on today's show, he's already on hold, David Stearns, Brewers President of Baseball Operations, will lead off the show. We get to Bruce Levine from 670 The Score, MLB Insider. Talk some Cubs baseball in about a half hour. Kurt Heelan from NBC Sports. Talk about the NBA transactions from over the weekend, including Andre Drummond and LaMarcus Aldridge. And we'll talk some Bucks basketball with him to start off the second hour of the show. But I don't want to make David Stearns wait too long. He's on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Gary Ellerson is off, so it's just Leroy Butler and myself. How you doing, David? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me.
I got to imagine you always probably get the most excited when we start getting this close to opening day. I would have to assume, because now it's coming down to crunch time, and now the games are actually going to start counting, and as a general manager, now you get to see everything that you put into this roster over the offseason come to fruition.
Yeah, this is what you work for, right? This is what we all love. We love the games. We love the competition. We love the action. From my perspective, I love that we're going to embark on a six-month season again. We've got 162 in front of us. So this is what we're all working for. And it's fun to get back to Milwaukee. It's going to be fun to open up on Thursday in front of fans. And we're looking forward to a really fun and exciting season.
David, Leroy Butler, before we get into the baseball, I want to say – I want you to pass on to your wife and family. Thank you for them sacrificing moving to Wisconsin. It's been a few years now, but I don't think we thank you for it. I think it's a lot of sacrifices for women when they have to support general managers, players, and all this kind of stuff when you just leave and say, hey, guys, we're going to a different school, so appreciate that. And we had Rick Schlesinger on, and this is when I got excited, being a football person. He was telling me, David, about the lights and everything new about this season, and we didn't have a chance to celebrate the new logo, new name, American Family Field. We'd have did not have a chance to do all of that. So opening day, having fans has to be so excited for you guys kicking off after three straight years in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And you're right. We haven't had a chance to commemorate a lot of these events that have happened over the last year and a half, because no one's been around. We've been playing in front of empty stadium. No fans. We've been obviously had a really great TV audience and radio audience, but no one's been at the ballpark. So, you know, the 50th anniversary celebration, as you mentioned, we've got brand new lights. That's going to really brighten up the field. I think our players and our fans are going to notice a difference. We've got a new name on the stadium. All of these aspects that have happened over the last 18 months are now new to everyone. And so we're looking forward to celebrating them. We're looking forward to talking about them, and it all starts on Thursday.
Talking with
David, here's why I want Keston, real quick, Steve, before I forget. Here's why I want Keston here to work at first. And this is just me selfishly. The stigma of what you've always heard, I need a 6'5 guy or a 6'3 guy to play first base that can do a split like a gymnastic person. you must have this particular guy there. This is why I want him to work, to go against that. Him and Vogelbach together, just their two bats alone, I feel good about it. But that's why I wanted to work him at first base.
Yeah, I want it to work too. I think it will work. Look, there is a kind of that stereotype out there, that general preference out there to have a really big, tall guy with a big wingspan at first base.
Yeah.
Clearly, Keston's not that, but he does bring the attributes of a middle infielder, and that's really unique at first base. He's going to have more range. He's going to be able to move to the left and the right a lot farther than most first basemen. He should be pretty good at scoops and picks in the dirt. He's got really good game awareness. He knows where to be. So there are going to be some high throws that maybe he has a more challenging time to get to, but there are also going to be plays that he makes that the vast majority of first basemen can't.
Talking with David Stearns, president of baseball operations for your Milwaukee Brewers. David, I was listening to Tim Allen, who comes on every week on our show here on the Big Show Network, does the post-game show after Brewers games for like the last 100 years. And he was making the point that he thinks not having the DH is actually a positive for the Milwaukee Brewers, because this allows Craig Counsell to really exert his managerial skills against other teams, and he thinks that's where the Brewers have a huge advantage. Meanwhile, common fan like myself says, I don't see how this is positive. You could have Vogelbach at DH, you could have one of our fourth outfielders in the DH role and really help our offense. How do you look at it as far as not having the DH in the NL?
Look, I like Tim's perspective. I like the optimism, and I agree that it gives Craig some added flexibility and some added in-game strategic moments for him to excel. And so that is exciting. I think the way our roster is set up, having the DH would likely benefit us. It would allow Vogie to get more at bats. You're right. It would allow us to rest an outfielder here or there and keep his bat in the lineup. So, I think from an overall offensive standpoint, we'd benefit from a DH. But I understand the point of hey, we've got a manager who excels at in-game strategy. This gives him more of an opportunity to do that. So that helps us as well.
David, will this be your best, in your opinion, your best defensive team that you've put together since you've been here, especially if you can get Arcia to play a little bit of third base with Shaw or Uris at shortstop and JBJ in the outfield and Kane and, of course, Yelich and, of course, Colton Wong. A lot of glove there. Will you think this will be your best, not pitchers, just outfielders? You think this will be, and I know you have deficiencies at first base, but otherwise up the middle, do you think this is one of your best teams you've put together?
I think it definitely has a chance to be. We had a really, really good defensive team in 2018 with RC at shortstop. Lorenzo Cain had a brilliant season in center field that year. We had really good catchers. So 2018, we really had a brilliant defensive team. This should be right up there. We're adding three Gold Glove quality players that we didn't have last year in Lorenzo Cain and JBJ and Colton Wong. That should really improve from where we were a year ago. We like our defense around the diamond. I think all these guys can play at an above-average level, and you put that all together, and we should be one of the better defensive teams in the league, and that should complement our pitching staff really well. So that was a focus of ours. I'm happy we were able to improve our defense. I think the guys we brought in offer a lot to our team in a variety of different factors, and we've seen that play out this spring so far.
David, what's changed with Freddie Peralta to make you guys feel comfortable putting him back into that rotation versus out of the pen? Because his numbers out of the pen, I believe, are better than what they've been in the starting rotation and the times he's had that opportunity.
Yeah, so I think a couple things with Freddie. The first thing with Freddie is we have to realize he's still a really young pitcher. He's 24 years old, and sometimes we lose track of that because he's been a part of our organization for so long. He made his major league debut at such a young age, but he's 24 years old. And oftentimes there's a lot of growth that can occur with players in those 24, 25, 26 year old ranges. And so Freddie's right in that area of his career where there's really this opportunity for pretty significant growth in his game. The other thing with Freddie is he takes on challenges so exceptionally well. He cares about improving. He's constantly trying to get better. We've seen that over the last couple of years. He's added pitches to his arsenal. We believe he knows how to get through the batting order multiple times. And so we'll find out. We know he's going to excel in the bullpen. We've seen it. We'd like to give him a chance to excel in the rotation as well, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I was going to go in that direction too with Lindblom. How do you deal with some of your players when they think they have a role and you have a different role for them, or do you let counsel kind of work that out? Because I'm sure he's thinking he wanted a chance to be the fifth starter, or some teams are going to six starters. It just remains to be seen. But so do you just let Craig just kind of manage the personalities a little bit about the roles for the players?
You know, the great thing about Josh in particular is he pulled Craig aside, he pulled me aside, and he was very upfront and said, I'll do whatever you guys want to do. I'll fill whatever role. I want to win. I know we've got a lot of good players, and so I'll do whatever you need. And look, Josh is going to make a lot of starts for us this year. He's one of our veterans who has built up a base of innings over the course of his career, so we have confidence that he can consume innings, and we're going to ask him to do that. But from a role standpoint, Josh was very open, and frankly, all of our players have been really open that they want to win. And whatever we can do as a unit to put ourselves in the best position to win, they're on board with that.
Talking with David Stearns, president of baseball operations for your Milwaukee Brewers. So there's been all this talk, and we brought it the last time we talked with you as well, about, you know, innings pitched. And as Leroy pointed out, you know, sixth starter, whatever the case may be. As you look at the numbers and the jumps for guys in this rotation, is it fair to assume as a fan that you're probably not going to see guys making 30, 32 starts this year in the Brewers rotation?
I think that would certainly be the exception. Look, we're not going to make blanket statements. We're not going to have blanket rules. We're going to try to treat everyone as an individual, monitor how each individual is feeling and doing. We've got some tools that allow us to do that, we think. And then we'll go from there. I would probably be surprised if we have someone who's making your traditional 30, 32 starts. We're not going to say never, but it would take someone feeling really good throughout the entirety of the season. I think the most likely outcome is we employ six-man starters at times. We give guys breaks during the season. We skip a start here or there, and we kind of spread the load out among a greater number of starters so that everyone is fresh and ready to go in September and October. And if we have a pitcher or two who's just feeling so good through the entirety of the season that we can just let them go, that's great. But that's not really what we're planning on.
David, I did something has nothing to do with the organization, but it's just me personally. I wrote a letter, and I very rarely do this, to the health department because – I'm really into tailgating. I just think it's a big deal, not only for revenue, but when you say baseball, April 1st, not going to tailgate. I get it. I understand you want to be safe. But if I'm vaccinated, my family's vaccinated, and I was able to vote actually in a car, I could keep my distance. Maybe the first 500 cars, I don't know. But I know they're smarter than people to figure it out. But I thought it was something, hopefully by the end of the year, it would be tailgating a limited amount of cars or something that would make me feel like baseball is definitely back because you got fans in the stadium. But if they can somehow get tailgating figured out, I would be very, very excited about that.
Yeah, I think all of our fans would. I think we would as well. We've worked really well with the health department and the folks at the health department to come up with a plan to allow 25% capacity. I think they understand the importance of spectator sports to the greater Milwaukee community. I think they understand the importance of things like tailgating. And so that's an ongoing discussion that as an organization we're having with the local officials. And I am hopeful that at some point over the course of the season, we'll have tailgating, we'll have more fans in the stands, and we can slowly creep back to what this was like not too long ago. And that's everyone's goal. So I'm with you, and I think we're headed in the right direction.
Talk to David Stearns, president of baseball operations here for the Milwaukee Brewers. Everybody knows, you know, I'm one of your biggest fans. That's not surprising, and you are well aware of that as well. But every time we talk about the positive, sometimes we got to bring up the negative. And the one negative, I guess, that people have been talking about is that Zach Davies and Trent Grisham trade with the Padres to this point. I guess thoughts on both of those guys in Eric Lauer, who obviously won't start the season with the Brewers, it doesn't look like, and then Luis Urias, who seemingly has battled issues ever since he got here.
Yeah, look, we traded two players who had really good years last year. There's no question about it. We got back two players who we still like a lot, who we think are going to impact our organization for years to come. As you mentioned, Luis has been bitten by injuries a little bit since he came over. Eric has had some stops and starts to his time as well. But we still think these are two talented young players who are going to help us. But look, I certainly understand that Trent and Zach had really good years last year. Those guys deserve a ton of credit. They performed really well. And the guys we got back, didn't have that level of success last year, but we've got a ways to go with both of those players, and we still like both of them a lot.
What does that shortstop position look like right now? Is that essentially Urias's job with Arcia kind of giving him rest at shortstop and then rotating in with Shaw at third? Is that how you see it?
I think to some extent. I think, look, this is probably going to be a fluid situation over the course of the year. We've got depth. We have multiple guys who can play both left side positions. I think Luis is swinging the bat really well right now and has had a really positive spring. Orlando has taken on the challenge of learning third base, and that's gone well, we think. And then Travis looks like Travis Shaw. So between the three of those guys, we feel pretty well covered on the left side. We've got Daniel Robertson, who can bounce around and play pretty much every position on the field, which also helps. So I don't know that you're going to see a defined job anywhere there over the first month of the season. I think you're going to see all of those guys playing. And these types of things tend to have a way of sorting themselves out as the season goes along.
I want to just touch here before we move on on Garrett Mitchell and the outstanding job he did, obviously, in spring. To this point, how much of a fast track could you see him possibly on coming up through the minors if he continues to play well as the minor league season goes on?
I think we're going to give Garrett the appropriate time to work through the minor league system. He had a tremendous spring. It was fun for all of us to see. I think it was fun for him to experience, and it shows us the type of talent he has. There's still a lot that any player just coming out of college needs to learn. And so we'll let Garrett progress at his own pace. We're not going to hold him back, but we're also not going to rush him. And so he'll likely start in one of our A-ball teams and he'll work his way through the system, really under no preset time frame, one way or the other. So we're excited about his future. We also need to recognize that he was just drafted last year. He's yet to play in an actual professional game. And we need to allow him to just grow and develop in the game at the right pace.
And that's why you do what you do, because I don't have patience to wait and let anybody develop. To AA you go, son, and we'll check in on you, Junior. You're good. We'll see you at AAA and
you know how sometime in June. It's a process.
Go. Yeah, I know. But when Doug Melvin was here, it was, you like to get your guys 500 at-bats or so before you get them out there to the major. Everybody's
a lot,
got
David.
Their own thing. David, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it, man. Good luck this year.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, David Stearns, Brewers president of baseball operations on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him, 844-PRIDE.
You have him up this afternoon, Steve.
Go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Well, no, I'd have to trade somebody first. But yeah, maybe at some point. No, but see, the thing that irritates me quickly here. Actually, we'll take a timeout. Yeah. Then I'll come back and tell you what irritates me.
Yeah, save it. About please, Brewers, I want to hear that.
About the Brewers and prospects over the course of time. Because it's been a long-standing beef with me. We'll tell you what that is coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, let me tell you all about my friends at Mid-State Equipment. They got a great deal for you right now on the John Deere X300 Series lawnmowers. They have the exclusive one-touch mulch control kit, which makes it easy to keep your grass healthy and looking its best. I gotta tell you, my grass looks awful right now. Designed for a high-quality cut at even higher speeds, the X300 Series puts a different spin on the way you work to make the most out of your yard. I don't know about everybody else, but like certain guys have like little competitions going in their neighborhoods about who can have the best yard, who can have the best grass and all of that. I know GE is all about having the best grass as well. $300 off and zero interest for right now for 12 months during deer season. And again, that expires coming up on May 3rd. So you have time. Get to Mid-State Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. Contact him today or simply go to MidStateEquipment.com. That's MidStateEquipment.com.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.